This is 95 BFM Breakfast, 20 minutes past 9 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday morning. And what a great pleasure it is to speak to Nick Chaplin. Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Good. We're speaking to you via Skype all the way from whereabouts?
Well, I'm in Twyford, which is in the south of England. So,
well, thank you very much for taking time out to talk to us today. Hey, the band Slowdive is one of those bands that people adored, and then they've gone, but now they're back. Excited people like myself who are looking forward to you guys coming out to play St. Jerome's Laneway Festival in Auckland. How's it been reforming after 20 years?
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean, like you say, people adored us, but we didn't realize that at the time because, you know, we were playing to like really small crowds and everyone seemed to hate us. But, you know, in the interim period, it's, you know, it's been amazing. So, you know, for the last 3.5 years, we've done some amazing, really great shows, and we've been trying to come out to New Zealand and Australia and Southern Hemisphere and stuff for such a long time, and now it's our chance to do it, and we can't wait.
I guess those small crowds you're playing to, it was like planting seeds, wasn't it? You know, back then,
and the
roots must have spread.
Well, I guess so. It took a long time. I don't know. You know, it was a very different world back then. You know, live music is kind of everything for bands nowadays. And back then you just did it to promote a record, whereas now you play live because that's where you sort of make your living, I suppose.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so, you know, things have changed a lot. I mean, we just played in pubs and clubs and really awful kind of horrible dives in England and around Europe. And, you know, we were lucky enough to go to the United States and Canada and stuff, but we never went any further than that. Whereas now it's that much easier to, you know, get out to other countries around the world and bring the music to people that never experienced it the first time around.
Was it some of the reason initially that the hard slog of it and the lack of I guess paying dividends, was that the reason that the band initially sort of decided to finish up?
I think we finished up because we figured at the time that we didn't have anything left to give as a group of five people. We'd kind of come to the end of that creative process. We'd all kind of run out of money as well, so, you know, we needed to do something else, and some of us went and got proper jobs and some of us carried on making music in different bands. But I just don't think after Pygmalion, it was, you know, that was such a different record for us to make. Creation, our label in London at the time, didn't really know what to do with it, although to their credit they put it out and they promoted it as best they could, but they were all kind of tied up with Oasis and Britpop at the time, and they had no idea what to do with a record like that, really. So it was just kind of a time where nobody really wanted to hear what we had to say, and we had to just go and do different things. So, you know, we're really lucky that we've got another chance to sort of come back and play the music for everyone again.
1995 was a turning point, wasn't it, musically around the world? You had to sort of shine in certain categories, otherwise you were sort of left behind, because there was alternative acts that were selling huge amounts of albums, and so everything that was indie or alternative, I guess, was expected to do as well or at least well. And if you didn't do that, I guess you get left behind, which sounds like what happened. And how do you sort of view the industry now? Is it because people have such amazing access to so many different types of music that they can find you guys, find your music and the music, the new music and the old music?
Yeah, I think that's basically it. I mean, you sort of hit the nail on the head. I mean, you don't need a record label now. I mean, you know, we were considering putting out this record ourselves, but, you know, we ended up talking to a few labels, and we ended up putting it out with Dead Oceans, part of the Secretly Canadian group, because we were really impressed with how they felt they could work with the record, and they seem to be kindred spirits and they seem to really like what we did, and it certainly makes things a lot easier for us. But, you know, as it that as a new band, you don't need that kind of marketing and promotion and label support that you did when we were starting out. There are different challenges now, though. You know, there's so much more music available, and people have instant access to it wherever they are. You have to, as a new band, you have to find a way to differentiate yourself from everybody else. And we've had the advantage of having a name that people know. So, you know, we're kind of like a new band, but we've got this legacy that people can tap into online, and they can go onto iTunes or Google Play Music or Spotify or, you know, whatever, and they can listen to our back catalog, and they can buy our new stuff. And so that does make it so much easier. You know, just the simple thing of being able to be in touch with fans now is so easy. And in the past, you know, we'd almost have to have like 15 like board meetings at Creation in London to determine how we would reach out to the fans. And now you just tweet something or put something on Facebook. You know, it's easy. It's great. I mean, it's got so many more advantages than disadvantages for a band like Slow Dive, although I do understand it doesn't work quite so well for everybody.
The there is a sort of a reassuring thing about a name that you do slightly know, and they've got a fairly solid back catalog, that if you're just being introduced to them now, it makes you feel a little bit more like a little bit more assured that you're going to get something worthwhile, I think, for the new listener, you know.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I get quite excited, probably because I'm quite old now, but I get quite excited when, you know, I hear that a band from my youth have put a new record out after, you know, 30 years or whatever, like OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, of new music. And, you know, I've listened to it and I'm like, I love this, but I would never have found that if I didn't know who OMD were, you know? Yeah. So it swings both ways. I mean, it's really good for young artists who have no background and no history, but their struggle is trying to be heard amongst, you know, all the millions of tunes that are released on YouTube and everywhere else. So if you have a name already like Slow Dive do, and to a much greater extent like OMD as an example I used, you know, obviously they were, you know, a much more successful band than we were in their time, but, you know, if you already have that connection with the band, then that's great.
Well, I was in a band myself many years ago, and we hadn't even been in a room together for 20 years at one stage, and we've got back together, and we've sort of found that it's we're playing the music that we wrote when we were 22 now, like in our mid-40s sort of thing, and that's quite weird. Do you guys, your latest album, was that all new stuff, or was there a couple of songs there that you just were hanging on to from way back then?
It's all new.
We've got
a bunch of stuff which is available on YouTube and online and on bootlegs and stuff, which was never released back in the 90s, but we recorded back in those days. And at the time, for whatever reason, we thought those songs were not good enough to release. And so when we came to writing the new record, you know, we did talk about it. We thought, well, what about that song? And what about that song? That sounds pretty good. But we just decided that if they weren't good enough back then, you know, why would they be good enough now? And we kind of wanted to make a step forward and not rely on material that we wrote 25 years ago. That's not to say that there's some material out there that we wrote 25 years ago that I don't think is really good and could be released at some point. But we just thought that, you know, people have waited so long for a Slow Dive record. They don't want to hear a re-recording of a song that they've been able to listen to on YouTube for 20 years. So, you know, we made sure that the whole thing was completely new.
There would have, I mean, you guys get chucked pretty much slam dunk into the shoegaze category, and I'm sure that's got its benefits and pros and cons. But that's definitely a genre that people had thought had been and gone and had finished its little run, but now to me it seems to be, you know, and I'm generalizing when I say this, but it seems to be at the very best it's ever been, that style of music. You guys sound great, and all the modern equivalents of shoegaze sounds great. It's almost come into a whole new life of its own, that seemingly emotional and melancholic music.
Well, I mean, music's cyclical, isn't it? It's, you know, it goes round, and And some styles of music are in vogue at certain times, and sometimes, you know, and then that goes. And I just don't think we have the same kind of build them up and knock them down mentality in the music press as it exists now, because it's obviously very different to how it was.
Yeah.
As it was back in the 90s. And it may be that in like pop music, and in music that, you know, the kids are listening to, for want of a better word, that still exists. But for, you know, we're kind of an adult band now, let's be honest. And I don't think that there is that mentality anymore. So people are able to come back to Slowdive and other bands of that ilk. And if they enjoy it, then there's no embarrassment in that.
Yeah,
it isn't, you know, sort of knocking it down because it's not the best new thing. So, you know, that's definitely better for us right now than it was.
Hey, we're very, very, very much looking forward to you coming over to play in the beautiful environment of Albert Park here in Auckland City at the St. Jerome's Laneway Festival on January the 29th, smack dab in the middle of a New Zealand summer.
Can't wait.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Nick Chaplin from Slowdive. Have a great day, and, yeah, see you at Laneways.
Yeah, will do. Looking forward to it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And this is Slowdive off their latest album, Slowdive, called Sugar for the Pill. Thanks, Nick. All the best to you, man.
Thank you. Enjoy.